T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us right now is a 2-time Super Bowl champion, wide receiver Torrey Smith. Hi, Torrey.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey, congratulations. You're getting kind of used to this, winning Super Bowls, aren't you?
It's just an everyday thing, you know.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's exciting. I'm still lost for words.
Hey, Torrey, you got a big event coming up on St. Paddy's Day, March 17th. You got a charity basketball game in Baltimore. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I get a bunch of my friends, former teammates from Baltimore, around the league. This is my third team in Philadelphia. So just get some of the guys I work out with, even in the offseason, from different teams. Get together, play ball for a great cause. It's the biggest fundraiser for my foundation. And really, you know, it's a family-friendly event. There's always thousands of people that show up every year, and it's awesome. I look forward to it every year. And when people that can't make it, which obviously a lot of people cannot because it's in Baltimore, they donate tickets at torreysmith.org. And last year we had over 2,000 tickets donated that went to different youth groups in the city. So it was pretty exciting to see all those kids in the stands.
Hey, Torrey, why is it important for you to mentor these kids that don't have the same advantage as you do?
Well, so the money raised from it goes towards our after-school programming and mentoring programs, which is huge for me because I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for guidance from my coaches and just other influential men who served that role in my life. So I understand the importance of that. I understand the importance of just letting someone know that you care about them. And for me, it's something that I'm passionate about. I don't just do it because as an athlete, I feel like you should be doing good things. For me, I do it because I'm passionate about it, and I know, you know, how it can impact the kid's life.
All right, so go to RoyalFarmsArena.com, and you could also get these tickets for the event, or you could sponsor a kid to get a chance to see this great event for a terrific cause. And that's what you do, Torrey. You've given so much back to the community in your life, and you have received in return 2 Super Bowl championships. Tell me what it's like to win again.
The second time around was a lot sweeter. You know,
yeah.
My 7th year, and to be in Philadelphia, honestly, to have the past few years go, even the season go, just kind of up and down for myself personally, and to finish the way it did with this team, it was special. There was something different about the locker room. I knew that right away. As soon as I came in, and again, just to finish the way it did, the team overcame a lot, and to bring the first one to the city, man, it's special.
Hey, Torrey, you signed as a free agent here. You did not have to come here. Are you going to tell me you envisioned the Super Bowl in your first year here?
I always think we're going to go undefeated and win every game. That's the way I feel. It's like you don't practice to fail. But in all honesty, as soon as you know we got going in the offseason and working out, I'm like, man, this team has it. You know, I've been around long enough to know that the best team doesn't always win. But I've also... No, I've been on some great teams. I knew like, hey, if this is what it looks like, you know, in terms of leadership from top to bottom, and you can see it, you can feel it. Everyone's all focused towards one goal. There were no egos from top to bottom. You can see that right away. And I was just thankful that they allowed me to even be a part of it and welcome me in the way they did.
Well, yeah, you made some big plays when we needed them the most, Torrey. But what I'm really curious about is, how do you get it? Like this chemistry thing, I think, is what you're talking about here. How does that happen? Is it just by accident or the right people come together? How does it happen?
Yeah, I think it's the right people coming together for sure. You have a good mixture of different people, different personalities, and that locker room was perfect. And the from veteran leadership to younger guys, and Howie and the gang did a great job just piecing it together. And like I said, from a leadership respect from top to bottom. You know, clearly Mr. Larry did a good job, you know, piecing that together as well. So, I mean, you can just see it, man, and everyone genuinely enjoys being around each other. So that's something to say for that when you're working hard. And the leadership of Coach Peterson as well to push us, but also allow us to be ourselves, You know, I don't think there's any team out there that's had more fun than we did playing, except for probably the Panthers a few years ago. But they weren't able to seal the deal, so people were like happy when they lost. We were able to win. We were able to be comfortable at all times, and I think that was a part of our strength.
And Terry, you're one of the most honest people I've talked to on the Eagles or in any sport. I wonder when Wentz went down, right? When they said torn ACL, we the fans said, "Uh-oh, we're in trouble." You had worked with the other quarterbacks. Did you feel confident even after that happened?
Yeah, I was confident.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I kept telling people, like, they're like, well, why do you feel so confident? I'm like, because every time we walked in that hallway to the team meeting for the locker room, I see this dude up there with number 9 or number 7, whatever it is, with the locks hanging out. It's Nick Foles. So that's the same guy who made the Pro Bowl some years ago and threw 7 touchdowns in a game. So we get the reps in, we'll get the work in, we'll get our timing down, and he can do it. And he doesn't have to be a hero with the way our team is built. And that's exactly what happened, except he went out there and played out of his mind and removed all doubts. So, and he helped carry this team. So I'm super excited for him, and as it's been all year with all the injuries, and everyone just kept stepping up.
And Terry, one of the biggest plays of the postseason was in the Atlanta game, 22 seconds ago before the half. Foles, at that point, is not in the groove yet. You guys are trailing 10-6. And he throws a ball that looks like it's going for an interception to the safety, Keanu Neal. And the ball bounces away, and suddenly Torrey Smith makes this big catch and sets up a field goal just before the buzzer. Can you tell me what you remember about that? Because you were very alert, but that was danger there for a couple of seconds. Tell me what you recall on that play.
Yeah, I had the under route, and you know, I saw it going up. Honestly, I thought it was going to be picked.
Yep.
Because I could see the way it flew off. Like, man, it's going to get picked. So I'm trying to get more so in position to react, to try to slow them down so the lineman can get them, and, you know, holding the 3 versus the touchdown. And I'm starting to work my way over, and ball bounces. I see it fly up, and I'm like, I catch this. It just took off and caught it, and we were able to kind of flip field position, and Jake nailed the kick. But it's one of those things where we didn't really realize how big it was until afterwards, because they would have been driving to kick a game-winning field goal versus a touchdown at the end of the game, because we were able to, you know, get some points at the end of the half.
Big. When it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Torrey, other one we want to ask you about, the Philly special, all right?
Philly special.
There's a lot of talk that you didn't have 7 men on the line, it wasn't legal, but we see Alshon Jeffrey gesturing toward the ref to make sure the alignment's okay. Is that something you do as a wide receiver? Do you do that in the course of a game, making sure that you get the okay of the refs before a ball is snapped?
Yeah, I do it every play. You know, you'll see me like kind of just most of the time I'm at Z, so I'm off the ball. So I kind of just like wave my arm back, glance out. You know, sometimes they'll give you leeway because they know what you're doing. So like if I'm on the line, I point down at the ground, like in front of me. If I'm behind, I stick my arm out behind. So if you can communicate that, sometimes even if you're kind of back a little too far, which to be completely honest, that probably was an illegal formation, but he checked with the ref. So, you know, sometimes you can hear him, sometimes you can't, but everything about his body language was telling the ref that he was on the ball. So sometimes the ref gives you leeway. It's their judgment. You know what I mean? Or he could have been the guy that's like, hey, you said you're on the ball, but you really weren't. So I'm going to give you the penalty. Like, it's one of those things that doesn't make any sense anyways. Like, why is that a penalty? Like, you're right there. You're not 10 yards behind. But anyway.
But Torrey,
I checked with them.
If the ref had said he wasn't lined up right, he just would have moved a little closer to the line, right?
Yeah, he just moved. It had no effect on the play whatsoever.
Yeah. See, that's a point. He checked with the ref. If the ref says, no, you're not in the right spot, you'll move to the right spot before the snap. I don't see how it's going to affect anything.
And see, the crazy thing is most of the time, like, in that instance, like, the refs may come back and be like, hey, next time I'm going to have to get you. Just scoot up some more, because they know it has no effect on the actual play.
Yeah, so, exactly. What does it feel like to win 2 of these things, Torrey? So many guys never got 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a blessing, man. You know, so many great players, some of the greatest players that ever played this game, they've even had the opportunity to play in the playoffs. So, I mean, when you look at that, it's like, man, it's truly special. And like I said, to be a part of the team that brought it back to Philly, I mean, that parade was unreal, and the love for that city. And like I said, my wife also from up there, so they're all losing their minds too. It's a little bit different, my connection with them. So, I mean, it's just crazy and special. I know that whenever I bring my kids up, because when I'm done, I'll be in Maryland, I can know, like, hey, we ride by the link. You know, we were a part of that banner hanging down.
It's beautiful. What did you think of Kelce's speech?
It was the greatest speech of all time. President Kelce.
I loved it. All right, listen, you got to support Torrey Smith's family fund. It's terrific. Go to torreysmith.org. You can get a lot of information. If you'd like to get tickets for the special basketball game coming up on St. Patrick's Day, go to royalfarmsarena.com and you can go to Ticketmaster and get them there too. Torrey, yeah. We love talking to you, man. Looking forward
Thank
to an
you.
Even better season next year here in Philadelphia with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Also, I forgot to tell you, we give away scholarships at halftime, and we have two $5,000 scholarships going to a kid in Philadelphia or the surrounding county, so they can head over to torreysmith.org as well to apply for that.
That sounds fantastic.
Wow.
Torrey, thank you very much
thank
for all
you.
Your great work in the community.
Appreciate
Thanks, Torrey.
Thank you.
Torrey Smith, torreysmith.org.
And the cool thing about that is you can buy tickets for kids if you can't make it. So, you know, they helped win you a championship here in Philadelphia.
These guys
so support their charities.
They're
it's
doing great work in the community.
Yep.
They really
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.